We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender.
My baby does the hanky panky.
My dear departed grandma always used to say the two best things in life are getting snockered and getting some.
Oh, behave.
Of course, grandma wasn't quite as crude, so she referred to those two things as breakfast and hanky-panky. Ah, I love me those old-timey words and phrases. Gag me with a spoon, you jive turkey.
Gag me with a spoon.
Speaking of old-timey and shit my grandma used to say, Hanky Panky is also the name of a storied cocktail. That's right, it was created by Ada Coleman sometime during her tenure as the head bartender at the Savoy Hotel's American Bar in London, where Ada worked from 1903 until her retirement in 1926. Coleman, affectionately known as Coley, was a pioneering figure in the bartending world at a time when the profession was almost entirely made up of men.
What? Men!
The cocktail was invented for Sir Charles Hawtrey, a renowned actor of the time who was one of Coley's regular customers. Hawtrey was so famous, he even got a shout-out decades later from none other than John Lennon himself at the top of a Beatles song.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids.
Where were we? Oh, right. So after Hawtrey asked for a gin drink with a bit of punch, Coley went to work and mixed up something new and truly inspired. Upon trying the drink, Hawtrey exclaimed, "By Jove, that is the real hanky-panky!" And thus, cocktail found its name. There's a similar story involving Hawtrey's favorite toasted oats breakfast cereal. Cheerios!
Are you a rotten liar?
Is it a lie? It's more like a playful fib. Anywho, here's how you make a hanky-panky. This recipe is adapted from Charles H. Baker Jr.'s 1939 book, The Gentleman's Companion. You need 1.5 ounces of gin, 1.5 ounces of sweet vermouth, 2 dashes of Fernet Branca, and 1 orange twist for the garnish. There are 3 steps to preparing this cocktail, and they are... 1. Add the gin, sweet vermouth, and Fernet Branca into a mixing glass with ice and stir until well chilled. 2. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass, and 3, garnish with an orange twist. And that's it, baby. It's straightforward yet sophisticated, embodying the spirit of the early 20th century cocktail culture. What I love about it is the balance of flavors, combining the botanical notes of gin with the sweetness of vermouth and the complex, herbaceous kick of Fernet Branca. As with most classic cocktails, there are numerous variations of the hanky-panky. Among them, the green hanky-panky. Using green chartreuse in place of Fernet Branca, this version offers a different kind of herbal complexity, with the chartreuse adding sweet, spicy, and floral notes. The Negroni Hanky Panky is inspired by the classic Negroni. This variation adds a splash of Campari to the mix, enhancing the bitterness and giving the drink a beautiful red hue. And then there's the Hanky Panky Sour. Incorporating lemon juice and a touch of simple syrup, this variation adds a sour element to the cocktail, balancing the bitterness of the Fernet Branca with sweetness and acidity. And now, as I'm wont to do on 3-Minute Bartender, I'm going to leave you with a funny. How is life like toilet paper? You're either on a roll or taking shit from someone. All right, take it easy. I invite you to follow me on the Instagram at The Imbiber. The podcast Instagram is WWD_podcast. And until next time, stay thirsty, my friends.
Stay thirsty, my friends.